Blog Talk Radio.
Good noon, everyone, and welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm going to continue on, and our first scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter. Oh, I can hear you, Pastor.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Okay. So 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfringed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come and study the Word together. We ask that you will bless all those that are joining us today, even those that are listening by internet. Bless our pastor. Bless all those that participate, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your Word, Father God. We thank you how your Word encourage us and help us to love one another as you love us. Your Word teaches us to obey the Word of God and to live according to the Word of God. Then your Word lets us know that you'll supply all of our needs. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thanking you, Father God, for the healings that have taken place, Father God. And we thanking you for the deliverance and how those that are listening and participate are set free, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father God. And then we want to bind up anything and everything that try to hinder this word from reaching our hearts. And Father God, we just pray for all those that are sick and shut in. Pray for those who are bereaved and going through. Your word teaches us and tells us you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and that we are healed by your stripes. So, Father God, help us to stand on your promises, stand on that word. Bless our pastor. Continue to guide and direct him as he teaches the word, Father God. Allow the Holy Spirit to just govern his life as well. And we ask for you to protect him. Keep him covered under the blood of Jesus as he continues this mighty work, Father God. Lord, we thank you. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you so much, Pastor. I just, none of this song was being played, but have you ever? I thank God for you, Pastor, jumping right in there. That's such a blessing. To have someone like you who understand ministry and understand ministry. So I thank God for you.
Yes.
Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we got a lot to cover this week. For however long God tell us to do whatever we do, it's what we do. Hallelujah. I wish I had another way of explaining that, but I don't. I just like to be obedient to God.
Amen.
I know yesterday I had told you all I wanted to talk about living by God's principles. And today being in America, what they call Love Day, it's a day where people really show a lot of love. And that's a principle that we as Christians should have degrees in because we have been commanded mission to do this. These are orders that came from our commander-in-chief that we're to love for real, and not know
Amen.
Any kind of way. But he said because we are new creatures, he's given us a new way of loving. So
yeah.
We're going to deal with that. And before we get started, let's just for a moment let's look at principles, because when I understand this, it's a person of principles, meaning someone who faithfully follow their principles or set of principles rather than abandoning them when convenient.
All right.
Now, we've got to hear all of this because she's such a person who lives his own or her life according to the moral guidelines set out in the Bible, especially, for instance, like what Christ say, okay? What Christ mm-hmm. say ought to mean a whole lot. When he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that'll be one of our foundational scripture. By living God principles is a new commandment, which is found in John 13:34-35. And I'm about ready to take the one pastor gave to for our opening devotion. But in John 13:34-35. Now, y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's gonna be some things gonna be said this week. It's not gonna be easy. And I'm gonna tell you, you can sit hard if you want to. That's because you hadn't been born again.
All right. Amen.
That's because you haven't been born. When I read Leviticus 19:34, when God said, "Love a stranger," whew, boy, that about took me away. And people who can't do that, they haven't been born again. That's what God said. I didn't bring that message in. God told me that, and I'm going to show it to you in the Word of God. So you have Amen. To question your own validity. You have to question your own Christianity, if you want to, or your belief, if you truly believe. You may have to question that if you're talking about loving like Christ is. But in John, the Gospel of St. John 13:34-35, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Amen. From the Message Bible, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Amen.
Amen. So, listen, brothers and sisters, he says to love like this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's not going to tell us something he didn't do. Remember John 3:16? And some of the scriptures we may get into depth on it, and some of them we may not, but we're going to go through some today, just giving you a heads up. Jesus said over in John 15:12-16, I think that's the wrong one. He says this. This is my, now just Jesus said this. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his one's life for his friend. You are my friend if you do whatever I command you. You do not choose me, but I've chosen you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, this is my command. Love one another the way I love you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you. You in the world to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. Amen.
Amen. And hopefully, you know, the Lord really let us get into this scripture because he created us to love. He let us in on what's going on because that's one of the things that God gave us from the beginning. Remember in Eden, there was all those trees and all those, and one of in that garden was the tree of love. One of the fruits was the fruit of love. He said you can eat out of all of these, but the one he was talking about, you know, that we all talk about, told him not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Forget that tree. But there was a tree that bad fruits of love, brothers and sisters. He said, eat all this. He's telling us right here again that we can eat this fruit.
Amen.
We can bear this fruit. And when people, now I can take over here to John 15, one, if you want me to show you, listen, brothers and sisters, when you bear fruit, you're talking about love. That's one of them.
Yeah.
You remember Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit?
Amen.
The fruits of the Spirit? So one of them is love, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So I hope the Lord let us get into this one for real. I like what Paul said over there in I think it's Romans 5. 8 through 10. There's a couple of things Paul said about love. I just think it's awesome. And we're going to talk on them this week. Well, Romans 5, if you will, verses 8 through 10 reads like this. God demonstrated his love toward us. Now, he just told us how to love. Now, he's going to tell you, man, Paul said, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, much more than having now, when justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we should be saved by his life.
Amen. Praise God. Praise. And from the Message Bible, but God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatsoever to him. Now that we are set right with God, by means of his sacrificial death, the consummated blood sacrifice, there is no longer a question of being at odds with God in any way. If when we were at our worst, we were put on friendly terms with God by the sacrificial death of his son. Now that we're at our best of how our lives will expand and deepen by means of his resurrection life. Amen.
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that. I about want to read that again, but we're going to discuss that before the week's out. I'm thinking about Romans 8 and 37 and 39. Romans 8, 37 through 39. See, God have demonstrated that. So Paul follows it up by saying, Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, created things, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, who loved our Lord. Mm. I'm sorry.
Amen, amen. Praise God. The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Amen. Amen.
This love that he's talking about in Christ. So if you're not in Christ, you can't have this love. This new love that he's talking about is in Christ Jesus. It's in the Spirit. No reason. Amen. Psalm 73:26 said, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart, talking about the Spirit. And he said, that's my portion forever. This is forever, man.
Amen.
Get with that, will you? It's forever. So in this love of God was manifest toward us that God had sent his only begotten Son into this cruel, corrupt world that we may live through him. Now, this love that he's talking about, we're going to live. It has to be through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says in this love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son, man.
Thank you.
So
Lord,
when he sent his Son, the love that we needed is in him. Listen, brothers and sisters, a person has to humble themselves.
Yeah.
Under the mighty hands of God and say, Lord, I want your kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if you humble yourself, the Bible says he will exalt you. The reason Peter said, you can cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
Thank
what
you,
Peter said, when he talked about being sober and vigilant, and because your the adversary, the devil, he don't want you to have this kind of love. He don't want you to walk in this kind of love. He wants you to resist this love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Say that.
I promise you, brothers and sisters, this love I'm talking about is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's given us all grace.
Thank you, Lord.
We've been called to this eternal love, this eternal glory. And and before we get too far, we'll talk about this week, hopefully, his love in us. Because that's one of the things I want to talk about. His love toward us. I can really get into the different kind of love, but I'm sure by the time we're done, you're going to know. And especially his love forever. Listen, and we just began to, what they say, scratch the surface. Listen, brothers and sisters, we may have to talk about what are principles of life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because, see, if you don't have no integrity, you don't have no principle.
All right.
Mm. You will be held accountable to God because he says, a new commandment I give unto you. You got orders.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love now. You got to go out there and love. And I always tell people, go love the hell out of them. That's what God did. That's what we got to do. Love the hell out of them. They may not understand it. And I'm sure there's some people right here may not understand it. Because there are preachers will try to water this down and tell you we're not to love everybody. That would be nothing further than a lie.
Have mercy. Mm.
That's what that is. That's a straight lie. Now, maybe you don't because of your education. Maybe you don't because of your fears. Maybe you don't because you've been hurt. I mean, I don't know all that stuff. I don't know why. But let me tell you what. God expect that. That is important to God. When he give you an order, I mean, hey, this is, I mean, we could talk about some of the most important principles of life. And let me tell you what. He said over there, I think it was 1 Corinthians 13, hope. I think it has to do with hope, has to do with faith, and has to do with love. But the greatest of these is love. See, hope is a good principle. Faith is definitely a good principle. But let me tell you what, to not take love as your number one principle, you're missing it. Because the Bible says God is love.
Amen.
Now, how you going to have God and not have love? Separate it from me. That's all like telling me the sky is not blue. The lies don't get no bigger than that. I'm looking at the sky and it's blue. That's all like trying to tell me water ain't wet. That God expect that out of us. He expects for us to love like him.
Hallelujah.
If you can't do that, it's okay. We're here to help you. We're here to show you.
Amen.
I mean, I can give you 101 timeless principle or things to guide for your best life. But let me tell you what, at the end of the day, number one is going to be the love. Can't get past that.
Amen.
And you really want to hear something. Why do you think he sent Christ? Because we couldn't love like that without Christ. This love is in Christ.
Amen.
So you have to get in Christ to love like Christ. Woo, say that one more time, preacher, will you? You have to get in Christ to love like Christ. But you know what I'm learning, Pastor? It's a lot of people are afraid to love.
Yes, so true.
And they all have reasons. Not acceptable reasons, but they have reasons.
Yeah.
Well, I've been hurt. Well, keep on being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't loved till you've been hurt. How you think God put his son on the cross and they beaten him and blood dripping from the top of his brow to the bottom of his feet, nails, blood gushing. And how do you think God feel? How would you feel if your child was on a cross? Yeah, you feel hurt?
Yeah.
If you don't love like God, you will be hurt. And it's going to be more than one time, too. Sorry to tell you. Because some folks, they'll get angry because they can't love like that.
Have mercy.
So we need to talk about why these principles are so important, okay? And the Christian perspective of love. And some of them is wrong, brothers and sisters. Their heart needs to be revived.
Yeah.
I mean, all through the Bible, God has told us to love our neighbors.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
A big thing in the Bible. That was a big thing among Jews.
Yes.
Pastor, did you read 1 Peter 4 and 8?
No, I didn't, Pastor, but I can.
Okay, what was the scripture you read?
I read 1 Peter 1:22.
Oh, okay. Well, let's read 1 Peter 4 and 8.
Okay.
These scriptures I'm giving you all, it's going to be part of our foundational scripture. Listen, brothers and sisters, I mean, it's no way possible I can give you all the scriptures pertaining to love. So I'm going to try to break the subject down in maybe about, well, however God tell me to do it. So long let me, he just told me to love like him. So however he tell me to love, that's what we got to do, like him. So whatever comes up, that's what it'll be about.
Yes, amen. So 1 Peter 4 and verse 8 from the King James, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Mm. Amen.
Now read
amen.
That out of the Messenger Bible for me, Pastor. Thank you. Because see, it says in the King James, above all, above everything, you got to have this love, man. That's got to be number one. I understand you're getting your education. I understand you're getting your degrees. I understand, you know, you're dealing with some things at home. But above everything, you got the love, man. You got to have the God kind of love.
Amen.
You ain't seen it yet. You have to find out that you got to love your enemy. First, you have to find out you got to start loving your ex. You know, people don't want to love their exes.
Have mercy. Amen.
Now, I know some folks go, I didn't say you had to be in their face every day. I didn't say you had to hang out with them. But you can't be nasty toward them. You can't be ugly toward them.
That's right.
Y'all may not want to be on here this week. There's going to be some good stuff, but it ain't going to be for the for the weak in heart. It's going to be for people that really want God's love. And it's going to be more than just two phases of God's love. We're gonna point to the entire points that God talking about as far as our love toward one another and our Lord, our love toward him. But in 1 Peter 4 and 8, you read that again, Pastor. Okay, thank you.
I'll read it from the Message Bible now. It said, most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything. Amen, amen.
And that's that love for being unconditional.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
That's part of that unconditional love.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's a willingness from you and me to make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us an example of how to love, same as Christ love.
Amen.
All right, now I go to 1 Corinthians 13 on you in a heartbeat. But we're going to leave it right there. And you're going to, love is going to be one of the principles that we're going to operate in. We're at this point, if anybody have anything they'd like to share or any questions or anything you want to add, you get your opportunity right now.
Amen, amen.
Well, the opening door is open. Anyone.
The opening scripture that I had was 1 Peter 1 and 22, and I'm going to read that from, well, I guess I better read it from both Bibles here. From the King James, it says, and that's 1 Peter 1, 22, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unquenched love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. And then from the Message Bible, now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Amen. So that's that love unconditional. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Pastor.
Okay. Living by God's principle. Number one principle, love. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't do this one, forget it. Forget about the other principle.
Mm. All right, now.
You're not passing this test without love.
Mm-hmm.
That's
amen.
Stuff you might be able to get around with, and you can escape. But man, I'm telling you right now, you can't pass this test without love.
Amen. Amen.
You just read above all, above everything. You got to love,
yes.
Man. That's what you have to put mm-hmm. first.
Yes. Amen.
And the one I'm gonna tell you again, and yes, someone want to debate me? Let's get with it. Because I want you to know his love is in us.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's not in you to love like he said to love. It simply means this. You ain't been born again.
All right. Amen.
In your head you have. You ought to be rejoicing. Those that have truth, like she was reading, those that have obeyed truth, you've obeyed the word of God. Now you're ready to love.
Yes, amen.
You got born again. You're ready to love.
Hallelujah.
You don't watch your mouth out. You're ready to love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God, you was a stranger and God loved you.
Yes.
And
amen.
All your mess.
Yes.
Your junk, your junk in the trunk. He loved everything.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. See, a lot of people say, well, this person got bad, this person got that. Brother and sister, you had this and you had that, but God loved you.
Yes, 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 he did. Yes, he does.
I know he loved mm-hmm. me with all my baggage, with all my junk in my trunk. I had I had more than a suitcase. I might have had a whole luggage as senior.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And
I had one of
them
big suitcases. I had one of them big suitcases. One of them
mm-hmm.
big trunks. You know what they said? Junk in the
yes.
trunk. One of them grandmama used to have one of them foot lockers. Mine was bigger than that, full of stuff. But God
yes,
loved me.
Yes. Yes. Thank
I
you.
I said in due
Thank
time,
you.
He loved the ungodly, man.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And that's another one of God's principles is love, is righteousness, man. That's one
yeah.
of the principles that God wants to live by is righteousness. And it's just right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you all so much. It's just right to love. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You say you don't have me, you're lying. You just need
Amen.
Me to point them out to me.
All right, now.
Meanwhile. Y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you again on tomorrow. Hallelujah. For the word
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah. God bless.